Welcome to A Healthy Bite. You're one nibble closer to a more satisfying way of life, a healthier you, and bite-sized bits of healthy motivation. Now let's dig in on the dish with Rebecca Huff.
Welcome back to part two of our podcast interview with Shannon Koval, founder of Seasons of Sisters. And today we're going to continue our discussion about womanhood, and we're going to be talking about new motherhood and all the way through menopause. And Shannon really has a heart for helping women, and I will let her tell you a little bit more about herself.
And I just really had a heart to start helping girls and women as a whole just enjoy their season, make each season more enjoyable.
Oh, I love that. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have to offer? Are these on your website as like options or?
Yes. Yes, and I have a couple of other boxes in the making that I won't discuss yet, but there will be new items coming soon. But the first time period box, I also am starting a period subscription box. It'll come with different pampering products each month. So if you subscribe, you get all your pads or tampons, all your supplies, plus you get all the comfort items to help with all your mood swings and cramping and backache, plus different pampering items. So that's going to a subscription box.
That would change it from being something that you dread to something that you look forward to, right?
Yes. I just think it would be awesome to not have to worry about going to the store every single month. I mean, you don't even have to think about it anymore. It's just going to be mailed to your house, and then you're excited to get your box. You're excited to see what pampering items you're going to use for that month, and then you can have me time.
I love it.
My other box that's really popular right now is my mom box. And so whenever you're a new mom, you usually get a whole lot of gifts for the baby and not hardly any gifts for you. And even when people come and visit you, a lot of them are coming to see the baby and make over the baby. And the mom is the one that really needs the pampering. And so anyway, I also included items to help the mom feel more comfortable and ease her pain. And one of my favorite items that I have in the box is the postpartum healing spray. And this stuff works really well. And I was able to test it out on one of my daughters that just recently had a baby. She's almost a year old. And she swears by this stuff. She ended up having to have stitches and used it faithfully. The other item is it's a special postpartum sitz bath. So it's different than the bath of the PMS bath salts, just things that will help you with your healing after birth. Organic nursing balm, which is very important when you first have a baby. I also made a talc-free baby powder. And this baby powder, mom can even use it as a feminine powder after she goes through the healing. But this works really, really well. My hairdresser use this on her baby that got a really bad rash, and she said it cleared it up almost instantly.
Wow.
And so this is really good because it contains bentonite clay, which is super healing. The belly butter is another one of the favorite products of my customers because my daughter used it all throughout her pregnancy and she didn't get any stretch marks, but she used it on her belly and she didn't realize that you can put it on your legs too. Some girls get stretch marks on their legs. So after she had the baby, she saw that she had some stretch marks on her legs and she's been using it and it has even faded them where they're almost gone.
Wow.
So this works really well. All natural ingredients, so you don't have to worry about what you're putting in your body. Organic nursing pads that are rewashable, reusable. And even after you're through nursing, you can use these as little face wash cloths.
Because
I know that I'm like you, the waste-free.
I love that idea. Multiple uses
on things.
Yes, because I remember when I was nursing my oldest children when they were babies, a lot of what you would find were the disposable nursing pads. And I'm like, one more thing to throw away. But I love that idea. Those are perfect.
They're very soft, made with organic cotton, very soft.
I love that. And I love the idea that you can use them afterwards for your face, like taking off makeup or whatever, so that they continue to be useful.
Right, right.
Love it.
Milkmaid tea, and this is to help your milk come in. Most women don't need help later on, but just to help your milk come in quicker. It kind of stimulates it faster because baby gets really hungry until that milk comes down, which takes about 3 days. And then I also have pampering items in for mom. So this is just something to make her feel special and beautiful. It doesn't have anything to do with the birth, just something special for her. So this is my mom box, and just a blessing for new moms to be able to pamper themselves and feel better during their healing process as well.
I absolutely love that. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, so what about for women like my age, we're heading into menopause. What do you have for them? Us.
That's what I'm working on right now. That's what I have been experimenting with. That's one of the other boxes that will be in the making, because I had a really, really rough time through menopause. And so when you're in the midst of feeling all those things, sometimes you don't feel like doing the research. And now that I'm past it, and I have experimented with things that have helped and made a big difference, I have a lot of really good ideas to help with the mood swings. Sleeping was a big deal to me. I had all of the symptoms, and I think that was allowed me so I could understand what all these other women are going through. And some women, they just sail right through all of it. And I think it also matters what's going on in your life during that time. If somebody's going through menopause, they have a death in the family, or they're having some problems with family members getting along, or somebody's going through a divorce, it can be a really hard time to go through menopause. And so you do need the extra support with herbs and diet. That's when those things can really make a huge difference in how you feel.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, I think that you make a good point about it. If everything's just going smoothly, it's hard enough. But if you have added stress and you're going through menopause, it definitely takes it up a level. So yeah, I think incorporating herbs is great, and doing everything as naturally as possible. And we had talked about some different things.
So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing your future boxes that you come up with. That'll be fun. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about this. I just think it's so wonderful. I'm so happy that you came up with this. I've never seen anything like it, and it's something that we've been needing for a long time. So can you tell us your website address where people can go and order these boxes?
Yes, they can go to www.seasonsofsisters.com, and they can order directly from the website. And then there's a couple of blogs on there. I'm going to have an advice column that is going to be titled Aunt Flo Says. And so it's just going to be like sitting down with your aunt, having a conversation. And maybe that could also be a reference for moms to use on different topics that they want to talk about with their daughters as well.
And so people can send you their questions and you'll answer them on Aunt Flo's column.
Yeah. Aunt Flo Says.
Aunt Flo Says. I love that idea. Oh my goodness. You're full of great ideas, Shannon. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please rate and review so other people can learn about this podcast. Find out more about sleep, hygiene, eating healthy, tasty recipes, zero waste lifestyle, and lots more on thatorganicmom.com. Help us spread the word. Be blessed and stay healthy.